Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining us today. One of the things we talk about a lot around Sugar Hill Church is this idea that we're to serve other people. We're to do something with our faith. We're not just to talk about it and just think about it, but our faith is meant to move us to action. And I really believe that oftentimes God places a dream inside of us. He places a desire. He places something inside of us that we're meant to do. And sometimes we discover that by restlessness. Sometimes we discover it by being frustrated about something. Sometimes other people will come alongside us and they'll affirm it. But regardless of what that dream is, when God gives you a dream, don't be surprised when people try to hold you back. Sometimes even the people that love you the most. In the Old Testament, you're probably familiar with the story of David and Goliath. David took on this incredible dude that nobody else wanted to take on. But the thing that I think that David fought before he fought the physical giant was there were four giants he had to face that weren't physical, they were giants that were in his mind. And I believe when God places a dream inside of you, you're going to face these same giants that David did. The first giant was the giant of delay. In David's case, his dad was the person that held him back. The prophet Samuel had traveled to his house, and he looked at all of Jesse's sons, and Samuel anointed David to be king, and yet Jesse told David to get back to tending sheep. This is a reminder that no dream is fulfilled instantly. No dream comes to fruition overnight. God gives you the dream one day, but it doesn't mean he's going to fulfill it the very next day. It may be years before you see the fulfillment of your life dream. There is always a waiting period. So the first giant was delay. The second giant was the giant of discouragement. Goliath, the enemy, created this climate of fear in Israel. When David shows up and he sees Goliath facing off against the nation of Israel, everybody was convinced they were going to lose that battle. But David rose up in faith and he said to Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, "This is the Lord's battle and he will give you to us." The third giant was disapproval. When David showed up on the scene, his brother questioned his motives and disapproved of him of actually going after Goliath. When God gives you a dream that other people are afraid of and you still go for it anyway, you're going to be misjudged, you're going to be maligned, you're going to be misunderstood. You have to decide what matters more to you, the approval of other people or the approval of God. And the fourth giant was doubt. There was no greater expert on war that day than King Saul. And King Saul told David he was crazy for thinking he could fight a warrior like Goliath. Are you doubting yourself because some quote-unquote expert is saying you can't do it, even though God says you can? So the truth is, you're going to face these giants. But when you face the giants of delay, discouragement, disapproval, and doubt, hold on to this one promise from 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give it to us. That's a great, great promise to walk into today with. Hey, thanks again for listening to today's weekday podcast. If you find these encouraging, please consider sharing them with your friends. And if you have a second, rate this podcast on the iTunes podcast store. That would be a huge help in getting this into the hands of other people. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.